Hello and welcome to this week's podcast on a very recent and interesting topic. This week we will look at a recent debate that is all over social media. My name is Tatjana and I will be your host today. I will introduce to you my guests for the night, Zina and Marta. Welcome.
Hey Tatjana.
Thank you for having us.
So you have both heard of the Netflix show called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Barney Kinkle, the only person you're gonna scare is yourself!
Do you know what it's all about?
Sure, it's one of my favorite Netflix productions so far. A very good work.
I've also heard about this Netflix show. It's all over social media. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, it's everywhere.
Well, as you're both quite familiar with the show, but I guess some of our listeners are not, let me briefly give you a short summary on what the show is about.
In the town of Greendale, where it always feels like Halloween, there lived a girl who was half witch, half mortal, who, on her 16th birthday, would have to choose between two worlds, the witch world of her family and the human world of her friends.
Happy birthday, sweet 16.
And that girl is me.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina reimagines the origin of a teenage witch as a dark coming-of-age story that traffics in horror, the occult, and of course, witchcraft. Adaption finds Sabrina Spellman wrestling to reconcile her dual nature, half witch, half mortal, while standing against the evil forces that threaten her, her family, and the daylight world humans inhabit. Our next question is, why is it a recent debate? Zina, can you explain your opinion and maybe answer this question?
Yeah, sure. So firstly, Sabrina's on the one hand a normal teenage girl, battling with all the normal human teenage things. School, family, puberty, her boyfriend Harvey, friendship and responsibilities towards her so-called church. Sabrina comes from a long line of Satanists who pray to their dark lord and sacrifice at any given occasion. Throughout the first season, we learn how witches celebrate Thanksgiving, exorcisms and reincarnation. She's a young woman torn between two worlds, her human world, where she also belongs to the Catholic Church, and her witch world, where she must sacrifice almost everything to serve the Dark Lord. Her dead father's betrayal and being an orphan child that is raised by her witch aunts comes with problems here and there. This Netflix show portrays the devil, death, exorcisms, and many other bad things. That's why it's a recent debate. There's just too much Satanism. Imagine children watching this show. It's just horrible.
Oh well, that's a clear opinion. Marta, you told us that you like this show a lot. What do you think about it and Sina's opinion?
Well, I agree that Satan is displayed as a godlike creature and that this topic is very sensitive to talk about. Let me start with the basics, the visuals. This Netflix show was produced by Riverdale's executive producer Greg Berlanti. Sure, it's a horror show released towards Halloween 2K18, but look at the visuals. It's very well produced, comic-like. The colors black and gray are focused, but just look at Sabrina and her red coat. There's just a color symphony throughout the season. Enough said, let me answer your question. I mean, this Netflix production isn't made for everyone, and it's not made for children under the age of 16. So why are you afraid of children watching it? It just does not make any sense. I think that a godlike portrayal can be found in almost every show and movie. There are enough movies like Even Almighty and so on where actors display God. Don't get me wrong, I don't think that's good in all the mentioned ways, but it's just entertainment that shouldn't be taken that seriously.
You're right, but there's a chance that children don't take the age limit seriously.
Netflix offers to save movies with a password or PIN, and it also offers channels for children, so this should be safe enough, and maybe forbidding your children to watch certain movies and TV shows could prevent it. Just keeping care should be enough.
You're saying that in almost every movie there's godlike comparisons, but isn't it better to display something that is good rather than displaying something that is bad?
Oh, Zina, that's an interesting question. Marta, what is your answer?
Well, Tatiana, I don't have the ultimate answer for that. Just as a human being with sanity and reason, I would answer the question with a yes, but take the industry or just answer the question, would you rather watch something that is building up thrilling scenarios or would you rather watch something that is very theoretical and biblical?
I get your point. I would like to watch something that excites me and builds up the excitement. But it's just a fact that there are many people believing in God, and for them, Sabrina is just not right.
Well, I would agree with both of you. These are just preferences, and there are people out there who are believers but love to watch horror movies or horror shows. I think it's just a sensitive topic where you cannot speak out one opinion for the worldwide population.
That's the point.
I would agree with that too.
So to sum up, Sabrina is worthy to talk about. There are some factors why it's a revolutionary show and a popular Netflix production, but there is also the downside and sensitive part of the story. Satanism, exorcism, and more are displayed and discussed worldwide. Sabrina is definitely a very interesting character, as we learned, that lives torn between two very different worlds.
My name is Sabrina Spellman, and I will not sign it away.
It was a pleasure having you both here with me this week. Well, thank you very much, Marta and Zina.
Thank you, Tatiana, for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
So now we're at the end of our podcast, and to all the listeners out there, leave a comment and your opinion on what you think about The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Did you enjoy this Netflix production? Let us know. And remember, who doesn't enjoy a good scare every now and then?
Rise! 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 Happy birthday, sweet 16!
What's on Hilda?
She annoyed me, so I killed her.